Chrome to phone and back, more fire in your Amazon, other camera modes, and more. This is a Android Realm podcast, episode number 179, Not Quite Blurry Cam. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the episode and the podcast. Your host, as always, Headphones Neil here. It's a relatively short week, or short episode for this week. Not too much going on, but from the title of the episode, you can probably figure out that is based around the app review for this week. So I'll go jump right into the episode and get right into the app review as well, and then we'll be done for this week. So the only major headline for this week that I noticed or is of importance is that Google bought a company called Titan Aerospace. It was a company, or a drone company, that Facebook was looking into, and it seems like Google is able to find a need for them. The speculation is that they'll be able to use the abilities of Titan Aerospace for Project Loon, the 3G balloon-based internet service that Google is working on, so we'll see exactly how that pans out. As far as some app news for this week, Office, or Microsoft Office Offline, was released to the Chrome Web Store. So if you want to use Office and you want to use it online via Chrome, that's an extension that's now available. For those of you who use Allcast, it got an update to support Google Drive. So if you have videos and pictures that you want to cast to your Chromecast or DLNA-based television, then that is now available. It is still in beta, so it may not work perfectly, but it's definitely worth checking out. For those of you who are buying a Motorola device and use Motorola Migrate to transfer your contacts, it got an update to fix various pairing issues, so it should work a lot better than before. If you use or watch a lot of videos on Daily Motion, it got updated to support Chromecast, so now you can cast your videos from there as well. For those of you who back up your images to Google Plus or regularly use Google Plus to share your images, Google or Gmail now supports adding your images from Google Plus into email, so you don't have to attach images any longer. They'll be available for direct addition into your email. So the easiest benefit here is that if you have auto upload turned on for Google Plus on your device through Google Plus, then this is a definite plus because your images are already there and you don't have to spend time uploading them. They're already there to share. For those of you who have an iOS device and have use Google Helpouts, the Google Helpouts app was released for iOS, so you can now help your different people out via this service on iOS. For those of you who like to take a lot of pictures or want to take a picture using your front and rear camera, then check out an app called FrontBack. It basically lets you easily take a picture using your rear camera and then your front camera. I think you can also do it at the same time, but it'll stitch the pictures for you into one image so you don't have to do it manually, and you can create your own meme or share it to social networks or whatever you want to do with one single image instead of having to take a picture and then a second picture of yourself and go from there. A secondary but very important feature that was released this week is Chrome Remote Desktop was released at Google Play. So what this does is when you install the Chrome Remote Desktop app and then you add the extension into Google Chrome via the Chrome Web Store, you'll be able to see your Chrome and your entire desktop on your Android device and control it using the remote desktop connection. This is very similar to the Windows Remote Desktop, but if you want the Chrome version of it, or if you don't have it available on your device, on your PC, then it'll work for you via Chrome. This is currently supported on Windows, Mac, and Linux, so it is cross-platform compatible. It's very nifty. I didn't have any issues setting it up, but it does take a little bit because you have to install the app and the plugin and set up your pairing code to make sure you're able to connect and then give the appropriate permissions. So it sounds a little bit more difficult than it is, but it is definitely something worth checking out. And if you want to control your PC from your device, then that is an option. I don't think there's an iOS version just yet, but it may be coming soon. I didn't see too much on that, but we shall see. Google Calendar is going to be getting an update soon to autofill locations and events. So basically, once you start typing in the location information, it'll fill in automatically for you, much like you see in Google Maps or Google Search. For those of you who use Flickr, it got an important update to have a more hollow UI look and have a few new features as far as keeping up with other photo sharing apps. So if you still use that, definitely check it out. If you're fans of retro games, then check out the next couple of games. Contra Evolution is now available for free. It still has all of its in-game purchases that were there when it was paid before. But if you want to check out the game before buying any of those in-app options, then definitely check it out as it is free. The other game is Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition. It was released this week, but it does cost $9.99, so it's a bit pricey, but if you love the game, then it may be worth checking out for you. As far as the device news for this week, only a couple of bits of information here. The AT&T LG G Flex got updated to Android 4.4.2, so definitely keep hitting the update button there so you get it as soon as it's available for you. And finally, the Amazon Fire got a few new video streaming services, including Hulu Plus, Crackle, and Showtime. So if you have any of these services, it is now an option for you as well. But with that, after the short break, I'll have this week's app review. So, as always, I want to welcome back to the show our sponsor, Tweaked Audio. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors, so whatever type of headphones you get will look good with whatever, let's say, haircut you have, clothes you're wearing, device you have. They even have wood, so if you have a wooden Moto X, it'll match with that as well. Their headphones are also noise reducing and very durable, so no matter where you use them, whether it's at home, at work, at the gym, on your runs outside, they're very durable and they'll block out much of the outside world. As always, I'll give the disclaimer of not to really use them while you're driving because they are that good at blocking outside noise when you're out and about and using these headphones. They also have non-microphone and microphone versions, so whichever option you want, they have the style that's right for you. So if you're like me and I use the headphones while I'm listening to podcasts and music and then make phone calls, then the microphone version works very well. And of course, you don't have to get it if you have just a regular portable media player or anything like that. And when you use the promo code GEEK, that's G-E-E-K, you'll get an extra 1/3 off your order, so you'll save some money there as well, and you don't even have to worry about shipping, regardless of if you use a code or not, so it's a definite plus there. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/tweaked and use the promo code GEEK to get 1/3 off your brand new headphones today. We thank Tweaked Audio for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. So for today's app review, I wanted to basically cover on a review that I posted to the site the other day, and it's for the app Google Camera. So this week, Google released the Nexus 5, or essentially what is the Nexus 5 camera, into the Google Play Store. It does require Android 4.4 KitKat or higher, so you do need either a newer device or a ROM that's allowing your device to run Android 4.4 or newer on it. So if you have CyanogenMod 11, then you're running 4.4.2. But basically what the Google Camera app provides is, of course, their basic camera options. So standard pictures, HDR, panorama, and video modes. But it also offers 2 additional modes, at least 1 if your camera supports it, but most likely 2. So the first is a feature called Lens Blur. What Lens Blur does is it allows you to focus in on your foreground or background while blurring out the other one. So I'll have a link to the Android Realm app review where you can see a picture of this, but basically what Lens Blur does is you'll select the option and take a picture, and what it'll do is it'll take a picture of whatever's in front of you and find what's something to focus on and have you move your camera up and down, or if you have your phone in landscape mode, you can move it left to right as well or up and down still, but when you do that, it'll tell you to keep the center objects as centered as possible and keep your hand steady. You'll move your hand move it vertically very slowly, and it'll tell you to stop. If it was unable to capture anything, then it'll give you a red X or a white X and tell you that it was unable to capture it. It'll still save the image if you automatically, but it won't use the effect. you'll know that the effect is going to process properly because you'll see a check mark, and when you leave the camera app, you'll get a notification that the image is being processed and prepared. Once that's done, you'll see the picture in your gallery for whatever was being focused on and the rest of the image being blurred out. So it's a pretty nifty app. It does take a little bit of practice to get used to doing it properly, but once you get it down, it's actually a pretty nifty and cool looking tool. I like it quite a bit. I'll actually also reference everybody to my Instagram profile at PatelN01, where you can see a selfie and then a couple of our picture that I shared. I believe I shared a picture at least, but you can check it out as well as in the show notes to see how it came out and how awesome it actually looks. The other feature that the Google camera provides though is Photosphere. What this does is it uses your phone's, I believe, accelerometer and gyroscope to let you take 360 degree pictures. So this is, how I think of this is basically a panorama picture on top of a panorama. Because when you're taking the picture, you're going to move left and right, but also you're going to move your camera up and you're going to move it down. Once you take all the pictures that you want to take and you hit basically the check mark, it's going to stitch all the images that it took together and create a nice 360 degree or basically large screen picture of your image or whatever you're taking pictures of. It can also, I guess, be thought of as an IMAX picture because of the size of it. So let's say you're really close to a specific object and you want to make sure you get the whole thing in there, you can take either a vertical panorama, or if you want more of your surroundings, you can use the Photosphere picture. And let's say you're really close to a tree and you want as much of the tree as possible or something like that, you can do that. I haven't had a chance to take a panoramic picture yet, but when I do, I'll have it shared to my Twitter profile, Google Plus page, and all of those places, of course, so you guys can check it out. The app is free in the App Store, so I'll have a link to the Google Play Store, but as I mentioned, you do need Android 4.4 or above at the moment to use it, so if you don't have that, it's not going to be available to you. But I'll have a link to the Android Realm app review that I did as well, so you can check out how the app looks. It's very minimal, so it's really nifty and easy to use, as well as the Photosphere that I did. It's not a full Photosphere I just did a picture of a tree that I was in front of at the time. So you can see that I did the up and down, left and right motion a little. So basically one tile left, the center, and then one tile left, one tile right, and one tile up and down. So, and then I stitch it together so you can see the nice big picture. But that's all I really wanted to cover. So with that, I'll jump right into the credit. So that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm podcast. If you have any questions or comments or concerns or want more information about the Google camera or anything else you heard on the show, then you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning... before I close it out... If you want to find this show or more shows on the Geek.io network of shows, you can visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.